Buenas tardes. This is your mind ranting. Today is the 19th of April, 2023. The name is Chris Crush Cristobal. Happy to be here with you guys on this hump day. As always, I'm joined by my fluffy co-host, Stark. Say hi. Anyways, today I just wanted to do a rapid fire rant. I don't know how many times I keep saying that I'm not trying to turn this into a firearm related podcast, but there's just these constant stories are popping up. And I bring this one up in particular because I actually agree with someone who I would consider to be in opposition when it comes to the Second Amendment. For those who don't know who Gabby Giffords is, she is a former representative for the state of Arizona. She is the founder of the Giffords Law Center. And what the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence really is, just kind of like a little website, a hub for places to, for people to find resources, read up statistics, guns and democracy, understand gun laws, such as background procedures, interstate online gun sales, mental health reporting, supposedly ghost guns, assault weapons. There's a section for machine guns and 50 calibers, which not a lot of people end up having access to that. I mean, yeah, there's the whole bump stock stuff. And, you know, going back to the machine guns, not a lot of people are really qualified or licensed to secure those. I think there's like a level, I forget what the level's called, but the ATF has a huge part in determining who is able to own stuff like that. They have different sections for like child and consumer safety, child access, non-powder / toy guns, smart guns, bulk gun purchases, who can have a gun, firearm prohibitions, firearms relinquishment. And like I stated, it's funny that, you know, you look at your opposition and you just want to kind of despise and hate whatever they have to say. But there are some things that are quite intelligent. And I know that's going to rub a lot of people in the pro 2A community. But just a recent event that happened last week made me realize that gun owners sometimes can be really, really fucking stupid. And a lot of them can't take matters into their own hands. I feel like a lot of them are not trained. While I sometimes hate the slogan of gun violence being a public health crisis, there's got to be some solutions to some of these idiotic moves made by these gun owners. Now, I don't know if the state of Missouri has the stand your ground laws or they have Castle Doctrine, but this gun owner, and I found an article by the HuffPost. It's written by Josephine Harvey. That's titled "Gabby Gafford Speaks Out About Black Kansas City Teen Shot in the Head by a gun homeowner." I read that and it's just so idiotic. So this kind of this goes into my point. While I sometimes read some of Gabby Giffords' stuff online, and I was reading a lot of what she wrote online when I was looking to get my first firearm here in the state of California, I saw a lot of it to be negative, almost as if like, oh, it's extremely difficult to get a gun. But then I was just like, well, whatever. But hearing what Gabby Giffords had to say about this incident that happened in Kansas City, I know this is going to rob a lot of 2A community supporters the wrong way, but I honestly agree with the way this shit was handled. Okay. She actually goes off to say in the article, or that she was caught, not caught. She was shown to have tweeted on Monday, "As someone who was still recovering from a gunshot to the head, I am heartbroken and infuriated that Ralph Jarl is now facing a lifetime of recovery at 16 years old for simply ringing a doorbell. We cannot continue to be a nation defined by gun violence and injustice." So a lot of people will say, okay, let's dig more into the story. There must have been a very reasonable explanation as to why he was shot for ringing a doorbell. And this isn't a black and white thing. I'm not here to say that, you know, I'm trashing on the guy because he's white. This was highly irresponsible. I would love to blame it on the age of the shooter. I would blame his ignorance for the gun laws in his state. I don't think somebody ringing your doorbell, unless it's an unreasonable hour, and even if it is an unreasonable hour, I don't think it's necessary for someone to act in such a manner. Like I said, I don't know if Missouri has a stand your ground law or if there is a castle doctrine, but I believe the young man didn't even get a chance to get inside. So the story goes is Ralph Jarl, he was a high school junior. He was shot in the arm and the leg last week on Thursday after ringing the doorbell of a home in Kansas City. So according to his family, he had mistakenly arrived to the address thinking it was the house that he was supposed to pick up his younger brothers. The shooter, an 85-year-old man, has been charged with two felonies, assault in the first degree and armed criminal action. So allegedly, he fired his 32 caliber revolver. 32 caliber is fairly small. It's fairly underpowered, but don't underestimate it. A lot of people underestimate smaller calibers. I know 22 has one of the highest death rates, I think, if not the highest death rate when it comes to firearm uses. So, gentleman fires his 32 caliber revolver through the glass of his front door and striking Jarl in the head. And for those who are probably going to go back and say, oh, why are you calling him a gentleman? And you went off and ripped Audrey Hell a new one. As an 85-year-old man, I'm sure he was scared to death. He's probably not used to, you know, people ringing on his doorbell. Who knows? What he did was, I'm not defending in any way, shape, or form. He acted very irresponsibly. So he shot his revolver through the glass of his door, striking Jarl in the head. Jarl never entered the home, according to the Clay County prosecutor. And the two had not exchanged any words when Lester opened fire. Okay. There's so much wrong with the way that this gentleman acted. Okay. You are well within your right to defend yourself if you feel like your life is in grave danger. I don't personally like the idea of waving your gun around or, you know, bringing your firearm up in a threatening manner unless you're prepared to use it in a defensive position. But this is just really dumb. Not only did the gentleman damage his home, he didn't even walk inside. It seems like it was just an honest mistake that ended with this kid being in the hospital fighting for his life. I just pulled up a picture. I mean, he's tied to machines. I can't imagine getting shot in the head and getting shot in the arm. I mean, I just recently pierced my ears and that shit hurt. And I did that voluntarily. This poor kid, nobody ever wants to get shot voluntarily, but come on. This is too much. It seems that the county prosecutor believes that there was a racial component in the shooting. I'm not going to comment on that neither here or there. If it is, I mean, fuck that guy. But this story is unraveling, but from what I'm reading and the fact that he was basically shooting blindly. Yeah, he shot through the glass of his front door, but at the same point, he's shooting and he struck his head and he struck his arm. He still has to be accountable for where those bullets land. And if those bullets landed in a neighbor that was walking down the street, that's two counts of assault. It could have been an account of murder. If this poor young man dies, okay, this guy's going to end up doing basically the rest of his life in jail. I think he is. He's going to end up in jail. And honestly, due to the irresponsibility and just the fact that he did not use his firearm responsibly, and I don't think he was in danger. Like I said, the story is probably going to unravel. I'm sure someone's going to pull up something about this kid doing some bad before. I just don't know too much about it, but just from reading that, I'm going to look more into it, but that was just really irresponsible. And I hate to say it because, like I mentioned, I do not like some of the information that Gabby Giffords has put out, and I'm sorry for what she's gone through. Because she was shot in the head at a grocery store in Tucson. Six people died. 12 others were wounded. She had actually suffered brain injury and underwent intensive speech and physical therapy. Which, look, I appreciate that she's become a vocal advocate for gun safety. I mean, good on her. She's experienced gun violence that not a lot of us, most of us will, fuck that. All of us never want to ever go through. I can't tell you how scary it is. I think one time we had gotten our house shot at when we were younger, me and my family. It was a family home. And ducking down and just watching glass fly by. And I think my mom or my aunt were almost gunned down. I don't know if they were targeted, but our house was shot at. Obviously, I took a different approach at it. I would definitely love the firearm to retaliate or to have an advantage to go ahead and fight back. So while me and Gabby Giffords might have different standpoints on, you know, a lot of things about guns and a lot of the statistics that are presented on the Law Center website might seem kind of fishy. At best, I do have to agree with her. This was a very negligent display of gun ownership, and that can't really slide, at least not this time. I mean, there's this one thing where she writes that she tweeted about the Ural shooting, writing, "This is fringe gun culture at work. It's built on the false and often racist foundation that it's okay to shoot first and ask questions later, and it must end." Not going to comment on the race thing. I mean, I've explained that I feel at times that gun control has its racist, its racist origins. Makes a lot of good people not be able to own firearms, but that's, like I said, that's neither here or there. So it turns out in the article that Missouri does have controversial stand your ground laws. So it does make it legal for a person to use physical force to the extent he or she reasonably believes such force to be necessary to defend him or herself. Unfortunately, it is probably an unlawful use of force. I guess ringing a doorbell, in his mind, justified the need to shoot through his door. So, this is really stupid. And, you know, there have been good cases of how stand your ground has been used, or, you know, the Castle Doctrine. I think there was a recent, there was a shooting in a homeowner's house. Where I think it was in the city of Long Beach a couple years back, where the homeowner had actually killed two home intruders, and he was not charged. And it's crazy because it happened in California. You would think that that guy would have been prosecuted to the extent of the law, or to you know what I mean. But those are just where we're at. That's where we're at. Yeah. Actually, here's the story. I actually pulled it up. So, two guys were caught inside the gentleman's home. It seems like actually a few years back. I'm so sorry. It was an 80-year-old man whose house was broken into, where they were beating him and they broke his collarbone before he reached for his handgun and started fighting. When you have a broken collarbone, I mean, yeah, sure, you might have adrenaline to push you through to fight. But, I mean, the gentleman was 80 years old. He's not tussling with a bunch of jerks. And it's crazy that he didn't get prosecuted in in the county of Los Angeles, specifically the city of Long Beach. But this is a very, very good example of how to use the Castle Doctrine. In terms of having to take out an intruder, if you're well within your right to do so. But yeah, this did not occur for the Ural shooting, and unfortunately, the life of a young man hangs in the balance because of one irresponsible gun owner, and now. Once more, we continue this debate about guns in the states. And, you know, let me also say this. This just gives more ammo for, like, people from other countries to say that, you know, America is dangerous and, you know, you're more likely to get shot than struck by lightning or something along those lines. I really don't care for people outside of this country talking about what we do here and how we, you know, have gun culture when they themselves have a lot of answer for, especially their governments, for the way they've acted as colonial powers. But America's not innocent for that either. Anyways, that's a whole nother freaking tangent. So the point is, I hate to admit to say that for once my opposition is right, but that's what takes for me to be a better person, a more critical thinker, for me to admit that maybe Gabby Giffords was right. There is injustice that has occurred because of the shooting. We'll see how it unravels. And yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to talk about the Alabama Sweet 16 shooting that killed 4 and injured 32. That is quite massive. But I think I just want to give the shooting stuff a break. It gets very tiresome having to talk about this stuff. It's just crazy that you hear some of these shootings that happen. They happen at schools. They happen at Sweet 16s. They happen at supermarkets. They happen at dance studios. It's just like, and yes, America's a very large country and it's a very large population, but like, I never expected a shooting to happen in Monterey Park. And these gun laws aren't going to stop anybody. But like I said, I want to give this stuff a break already. My heart goes out to that young man. I hope he pulls through. because this stuff does drag people down. It drags me down having to make a case for people to have guns now, because unfortunately there's just those bad apples that will they won't have to answer to these people, because either frankly they end up ending their own lives, or you know, they just basically are not all there in the head, and unfortunately it makes the rest of us gun owners look all batshit crazy. And yeah, it's just going to be a never-ending battle. But for today, me and my opposition, we can agree that that 85-year-old man handled things horribly, horribly wrong, and should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Okay, so that'll do for today's episode. And yeah, we'll come up with something a little bit different. We'll find something else to look at for sure. So guys, until next time, be well, be safe. I'll actually link the article for Gabby Giffords. If you want to check that out, go ahead and read it. And yeah, here we go. You can go ahead and catch us here on Spotify for podcasters. I keep wanting to say Anchor. I'm sorry, it's a whole different thing. So you could catch us here, catch us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to your regularly scheduled podcasts. So once again, this is your Mind Ranting. Thank you for joining us. Stark, do you have anything to say? I don't think he has anything to say. Be well, mi gente. Cuídense. Adios.